Greetings to you in Jesus' name. I want to thank you again for calling and taking time to listen to God's word. I pray that it will be a blessing to you. God is always faithful, and his word is always full of life and hope for us as we seek him. I want to talk about just the aspect of our life that is completely dependent on our Lord. You know, there's people all around today that are very depressed and lonely and sad and confused. And I do believe that it's because people have forgotten to be still and to know that God is on his throne. And people have forgotten to call upon the name of the Lord. And if people do not understand who God is and what he is all about, this world will get very lonely, very discouraging, and depressing. But I thank the Lord for the word of God that he's given to us, and I'd like to read to you a little bit, a couple of passages today, and hopefully be a blessing to you. And I'll be reading out of Psalm 118, and I'll just read about 9 verses here. And the psalmist is saying, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever." I want you to just kind of ponder these as you hear this unfold here, how the psalmist is expressing this gratitude here. Verse 2, "Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever." Verse 5, "I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore I shall see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes." And the psalmist here, I believe, is just really reflecting and giving thanks to God for his mercy that endures forever. God is a very merciful God, and he loves his creation. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and some of the characteristics that come with a merciful God. God is the only one who can satisfy the desires of our hearts to make us feel part and to feel like we are have some significance in this life and have a purpose. Only God can fulfill that. It's when we neglect to think about God and to know our right standing with him through Christ Jesus that we start to feel lonely or maybe even disconnected or disappointed. Somehow there's just a longing inside of our hearts and in our soul to be one with him. And that's what satisfies the human being, is to be one with our God. And he made a way through Jesus Christ for us to do that. He's the only one who knows how to accomplish that intimacy with him through a relationship with him. And that alone satisfies. You know, this world is full of people who are so depressed and so confused and so bothered by everything. And I really truly believe that if you boiled it all down, the whole purpose of all those feelings would be because they don't know who God is. They don't understand who God is. They don't even know if there is a God. There's people that are so confused. But once we recognize that we have a great need for the Lord, and that he alone can satisfy us, it gives us a great satisfaction. And it also helps us to appreciate others that have a relationship with him. And we want to be around people that love God and encourage us to do the same. God wants us to be dependent on him. He wants us to be in a healthy relationship with him. It's his whole purpose for us in life. And we need to understand that God is a jealous God. He wants each one of us. We are created in his image, and he wants a relationship with all of his creation, mankind. And I want to read a passage here, very familiar, talking about, there's several places we could read, talk about God being a jealous God. I'm just going to read you one here. It's out of Exodus 20, and that's where we read about the Ten Commandments. And I'd just like to kind of expound here just a little bit and just take a look at what the Bible says about God. I'm going to read six verses here in chapter 20. It says, "And God spake these words, saying, all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Remember, he gave these commandments to Moses to give to his people. They were the Hebrews, the Israelites. Verse 3, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt make no, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." You see, and it goes on, you could read the rest of the Ten Commandments there, and you see how God is passionate towards his people, and that's just a part of his heart reaching out to us. God is a jealous God, and he wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to have a meaningful relationship, and he wants to have us to be with him for eternity. And so there's other scriptures that talk about God being a jealous God, but I think this gets the point across here about how he wants those people that he created to turn to him. And only our Savior, Jesus Christ, can provide us with a life of peace and joy and fulfillment and a gratitude for everything in life that God gives us. We need to recognize and understand that everything we face is on purpose from God. He wants to teach us. We've talked about that some before. He wants to guide us and lead us along the way. He wants to help us to learn how to be very dependent on him, which is hard for us because human beings, as a part of our characteristic, is we want to be independent. We want to be able to handle things on our own. We don't want to have to depend on somebody else for help, somebody else to help us to get through this or that or whatever it may be. And so we struggle, we wrestle with that as human beings. A lot of people despise having to be dependent on God. It's actually a beautiful thing. But our flesh will fight that. Our flesh will buck against that. But it's a necessary process in our lives that we become dependent on the Lord our God. He's the one that supplies our every need. And our greatest need is to have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I hope that's the journey that you're on today, that you are seeking the Lord and that you want that relationship more than anything else so that you can pursue life with joy, peace, and thanksgiving in your heart because of the relationship you have with the Lord God through his Son, Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you continue to seek him with all of your heart.